Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Would you do me a favor? Go forth and get me the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, our very first letter comes to us from a woman by the name of Monica. But Monica, let me check the... Nope, not that one. Wrong return address. It says, gentlemen, my husband and I are spending Christmas with his family for the first time since we got married. We've been married for 2 years. He warned me that his mom does some slightly odd things. She freezes Thanksgiving leftovers, and they eat them at Christmas.
Really?
She says his parents don't have a lot of money, so they do what they can to make the holidays work. Their family never had Thanksgiving leftovers. What slightly odd thing does your family do at the holidays? Oh, Monica, this is about you, baby, not about me. We don't have enough time to talk about the weird things my family does. All right, so is that odd? I'm not really all that upset about it.
Well, if you were going over there and you have a successful career, and would you bring dinner?
What do you mean if I had a successful?
No, I'm just saying if you're Monica, would you bring dinner along? Would you bring a goose or a turkey or a ham or something?
You know, it depends. Would that be insulting? You know, say, hey, can I bring something? Can
no,
I
wait
put
a minute. I would not be insulted by other people's generosity. No, I'm not insulted by that at all.
But it could be considered, you don't like my cooking? Oh, it's not good enough for you? You see what I'm saying? The mother-in-law could be a little...
Yeah, well, month-old giblets, even if they're frozen, don't really trip my trigger for Christmas dinner, you know? But that's just me.
And depending, I mean, I one time took my entire family out to dinner for Thanksgiving. My mom had been recovering from being sick, and she wanted to cook, and
other... Right, I get that.
Yeah,
sure.
And I said, you know what, we're not going to do that this year. We're all going to go out. Let's just go here to this place. And it was very good. It was great.
Was it a Chinese place where they cut the head off the goose?
So the issue here is not really what's being cooked for dinner. It is a difference in lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a difference in income.
Yeah.
And you know what? You'd better make peace with that and find out what the boundaries are, because this is an issue that goes far beyond Christmas. You're going to have the same thing at 4th of July.
Just drink more wine and everything turns out fine.
You know what, Tom? I think that's it. Monica, just bring a lot of good wine and you'll be fine. All right. The next one comes to us from Jenny. Jenny writes in and says, my boyfriend has been taking forever about how he wants to, or he's been talking forever about how he wants to get a dog. Specifically, he wants a husky. Well, this time of year, this environment, that's a good dog to have. So I'm thinking about getting one as a puppy for Christmas. Oh, no. We've been dating for a little over a year. Is it too soon to get him a puppy as a present? Should I? Oh, stop right
there. Never right to get a pet for Christmas.
A pet cannot be a surprise to anyone.
Wow. You know, listen, first of all, if you give a puppy as a Christmas gift, you have to be really careful how you wrap it. And you have to be really careful when you put it under the tree.
Just stop it.
That can be because if it stops moving and starts smelling funny, then you know that you put it under the tree way too early.
Look, there's a difference between thinking about getting a pet and getting a pet.
Yeah, yeah. A very good friend of mine, one of his girlfriends gave him a puppy for a birthday or Christmas or something like that. And they eventually broke up, and now single dude has this little furry kid he has to take care of. He can't go away for the weekend. He's always got to find somebody to take care of the dog.
Boyfriend, girlfriend pets are bad ideas too.
Jenny, don't do it.
What if she becomes attached to the dog too, and then the relation? Then you have something to fight over.
Who gets custody of the dog? It's just not a good idea. Not a good idea. Last letter that we're going to address this morning comes to us from Peter. Peter says, "Gentlemen, about 6 months ago, my girlfriend lost her job, and she's been having a tough time finding one, finding a new one. Since she's kind of struggling, I'm only going to get her practical stuff that she actually needs for Christmas. Oh, boy. I got her a new vacuum, a gift card so she can get new tires for her car, and a year of free oil changes.
See, that I think that I may be alone in that, but if somebody wants to buy me practical stuff as gifts, I love it.
Okay.
I would a year's supply of oil changes and new tires, that's a great gift.
Yes. Tires,
it's
oil
a zero
changes.
On the sentimentality scale.
Thank you. There is no emotion here. There's no warm fuzzy.
Right.
And he better do something to make with the warm fuzzies.
Look, honey, a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's not warm fuzzy. Yeah,
right.
It's another.
If she needs a vacuum cleaner, if hers broke and she doesn't have the money to replace it.
Well, listen.
Well, that's the whole idea of this letter. This letter, the woman doesn't have a job, and
right,
she doesn't have any money, and she can't afford the regular things in life.
So
I think those are great gifts.
They are great gifts, but he also.
There better be something that's on the emotional level.
He's got to do something that's romantic and loving and not functional.
I don't know. Oil changes are pretty romantic.
Actually,
aren't they?
This would be
an you change your oil.
This would be an important Christmas in this relationship because you want to know that your relationship is strong, even when one of you is having a down time.
Yeah, you. This. It's a good idea.
So,
I like
go down
it.
To the pawn shop and buy some jewelry cheap.
Maybe not that, but maybe I don't know, a scarf. Something that says, you know, I don't know, do something, dude, that has the warm fuzzies. Otherwise,
dinner out.
Yeah,
dinner out. Because
not a bad
dinner
idea.
Goes out the window when you're unemployed and whatever. You're not going to a restaurant. Honey, I want us to enjoy just us, even though I know there's been a tough couple of months.
Listen,
while they're putting on your new tires and changing your oil, we'll go eat it, you know. I've got coupons for Hardee's, too. We'll go over there.
Yes, baby. You can get the extra large order of fries.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, man.
You ever have so much to drink, you go to bed drunk, and then 2 hours later, you wake up, you're still really drunk? It's no longer a fun drunk now, is it? It's like taking care of a drunk friend that friends you all of a sudden. There's like two people inside you, right? There's like sober you and drunk you, and then like you're actually there too. So it's really like three people. It's very confusing. And sober you's like, you better get your drunk ass in the bathroom. But drunk you's like, I'm not getting out of the pool. It's like, dude, you're not in a pool. You're dreaming you're in a pool. You're gonna piss all over the bed again. And he's like, I don't care. You'll clean it up again. Drunk you's a bad roommate, isn't he? One time I got hammered. Drunk me thought it'd be hilarious to change the language on my cell phone to Chinese. If you do that to somebody else's cell phone, that is hilarious. You do it to your own phone, you're an idiot. 3 days my phone was stuck in Chinese mode. Couldn't get it out. You know why? Because I don't know Chinese, that's why. You can't casually pick that shit up in a panic. Like Spanish or French, you can kind of make out some of those words, right? Get back to the main menu, switch it back to Inglés. Ain't no English in Chinese. Like, they got it, but you can't read it. Because they don't use letters. Usually they use pictures of coffee tables and teepees and things like that. The phone guy doesn't know Chinese either. He's like, oh, this is broke now.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.